homily for Monday, the 27th of December, the feast of St. John, Apostle and Evangelist. This Friday past, we celebrated Christmas Eve. Saturday was Christmas Day. And yesterday, Sunday, we celebrated the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And today, of course, December 27th, we are to celebrate the feast of St. John, Apostle and Evangelist. Now, that's a lot of liturgical celebration. And to be honest, that's also a lot of preaching, a lot of homilies. So what I'd like to do today is simply to share with you the homily I preached at our Christmas Eve liturgy on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. I think it fits today's celebration of St. John. John was the evangelist whose beginning words in his gospel tell us, "And the Word became flesh." From beginning to end of his gospel, John points to Jesus as Word of God become flesh. In Jesus, we see God become human flesh, become one of us. And that is the theme of my homily on Christmas Eve. So please listen on this feast of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist as we reflect on incarnation, as we reflect on God becoming flesh of our flesh. And this is the homily I preached. Christmas celebrates the feast of incarnation. We celebrate that in Christ, we actually see God taking on real human flesh, our flesh. We see human shape, our shape, being given to God, and how God lives and loves. The Jesuit poet Gerard Manley Hopkins spoke of God's infinity dwindling into an infant. So if we should search, we would not, we will not find an infinite God, because the human, the way we live and love, has become God's medium for showing us how he lives and loves. The human has become God's chosen way of letting himself be known. And that means we have become God's chosen way of showing the world his way of living and loving. And so this feast of incarnation teaches us it is now our lives and even our bodies where God's glory, God's gripping presence, God's reaching out presence are to be recognized. It's in us and through us that God's glory shines. We will grow in this mystery, in this sacrament of incarnation, as we allow ourselves to be shaped by the life and love we have in Jesus, we will become where God chooses to take on flesh and touchable shape. We will become where God chooses to shine out, flare out in our world. And so, for us, this feast and mystery of incarnation changes everything. It upends our sense of life's order, purpose, and direction. The incarnation we see in Jesus tells us we were born not to take, but to give. We were born not to gather for ourselves, but to share with others. We were born not to fear life, but to love it. Born not to hold back from life, but to lean into it, to enhance it, and to fill it with even greater wonder. And we were born to tear down barriers that keep us from one another. Barriers of whatever kind, social, political, ideological, and religious, these may not be allowed to block the mystery of life and love shining through all of us. We were born not to be exceptional, nor to see ourselves as exceptional, as Americans or any other way. Rather, we were born to be neighbor, in fact, to be family, sister and brother to one another and to all. We were born to be a community, a beloved and universal Catholic community, reaching out to all, readily befriending all, a community where my completion is found in your well-being. Let us go then to the manger in Bethlehem. What faith gives us eyes to see is that we are where and how God chooses to take on flesh. We are where and how God chooses now to shine out. What brings glory to God in the highest? What brings joy to the world? Is that God breathes into us his own life, his own love, his own tender mercy. So let all else in our lives become mere footnote to this description. Born to live God's mercy to the full. So may we all have a blessed and merry Christmas.